Arizona Revised Statutes, Title 13, Chapter 4, Section 415. Justification, domestic violence. If there have been past acts of domestic violence as defined in Section 13, Subsection A, against the defendant by the victim, the state of mind of a reasonable person under Sections 13, 404, 405 and 406 shall be determined from the perspective of a reasonable person who has been a victim of those past acts of domestic violence. Arizona Revised Statutes, Title 13, Chapter 4, Section 415, addresses the issue of justification in cases involving domestic violence. This section takes into account past acts of domestic violence committed against the defendant by the victim when determining the state of mind of a reasonable person under related sections of the law. Let's examine the details and provide examples to illustrate its application. According to Section 415, if there have been past acts of domestic violence as defined in Section 13, Subsection A against the defendant by the victim, the state of mind of a reasonable person under Sections 13 shall be determined from the perspective of a reasonable person who has been a victim of those past acts of domestic violence. This section recognizes that in cases of domestic violence, the history of past acts of domestic violence committed against the defendant by the victim plays a role in determining the state of mind of a reasonable person when evaluating the justification of certain actions under Section 13, 415. Example 1, a person who has been a victim of repeated physical abuse by their spouse finds themselves in a situation where they reasonably believe that using physical force is necessary to defend themselves from an imminent attack. The state of mind of a reasonable person, as evaluated under Sections 13, 404, self-defense, 405, defense of others, and 406, defense of premises, will be determined considering the perspective of a reasonable person who has experienced past acts of domestic violence. Example 2, in a situation involving a victim of domestic violence who reasonably believes that using physical force is immediately necessary to prevent the commission of a criminal trespass by their abuser, the state of mind of a reasonable person will be evaluated based on the perspective of someone who has previously been a victim of domestic violence. By taking into account the context of past acts of domestic violence against the defendant by the victim, this section ensures that the state of mind of a reasonable person is considered from the perspective of someone who has experienced such abuse. It recognizes the potential impact of previous domestic violence incidents on the person's perception of imminent threats and their justifiable use of force in response. It is important to note that this section does not provide an automatic defense or immunity from prosecution. It simply acknowledges the relevance of past acts of domestic violence in assessing the state of mind of a reasonable person when evaluating justifiability under specific sections of the law. In summary, Arizona Revised Statutes, Title 13, Chapter 4, Section 415, accounts for past acts of domestic violence committed against the defendant by the victim when determining the state of mind of a reasonable person under Section 13. This section recognizes the impact of past domestic violence on an individual's perspective and their assessment of reasonable actions in cases involving domestic violence.